out of sight, out of mind. Doesn't take long to leave it. Leave it all behind. Out of sight, out of mind. Doesn't take too much time to forget the ones we used to love.
Smokey the Groove goes live on Chico Voices Virtual March 5th at 7 p.m. and will be available on demand through April 5th. Visit chicoperformances.com for more info. Chico News and Review is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Yoga Center of Chico. Open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes following all state-mandated protocol for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Vallambrosa Avenue, Suite 150, next to the T-Bar. Details at yogacenterofchico.com or at 342-0100. And by Hall Marketing and Design, where you work directly with owner Charlotte Hall, not a sales rep. Charlotte and her team can provide a comprehensive marketing plan, including brochures, websites, ads, logos, promotional materials, and more. Whether you're a new business or a business looking for a new look, Hall Marketing and Design can create a plan that's right for you. Consultations at 895-9484 or at hallmarketingdesign.com. Thank you for once again tuning in to the Chico News and Review. Thank you to KZFR 90.1 FM for hosting us each Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And as always, thank you to Cat Depot for our theme music that opens and closes the show. The next Chico News and Review print edition comes out on March 11th, but there are still February print editions on racks all over Butte County. And of course, you can find the digital version of the paper online at chico.newsreview.com. Take care.
And you are tuned to listener-supported community radio, 90.1 KZFR Chico Worldwide at kzfr.org. And don't forget those smartphone apps. Alrighty, it's time for Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Locker. I'll be your host today. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunities by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know and have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And by Dolmire Insurance, an independent insurance and retail broker since 1948, Dolmire Insurance provides a range of coverage options from home and auto to ranch and farm. You can reach Dolmire Insurance in Chico at 342-6421 and in Oroville at 533-3424 and at chicoinsurance.com. Alrighty. Got a full show for you tonight. Thank you for tuning in, and let's get right to it. We are going to start with a return visit from Megan Gannis from the Arc of Butte County. It is Developmental Disabilities Month in March, and they've been very, very busy over there getting things ready. So let's get right into our interview with Megan.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today, Ray. I always enjoy being on the show. And as for the ARC's All Abilities Playground, which I just want to jump back to real quick, sure. We are still working tirelessly to raise the funds necessary for that. So not totally finished yet, but we're really excited to be getting closer. But we're also really excited about March because it is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, which is a time to raise awareness about the inclusion of people with developmental disabilities in all areas of community life, as well as awareness to the barriers that people with disabilities still sometimes face in connecting to the communities in which they live. The ARC, as well as other community agencies who work with the disabled community, we're just thrilled to celebrate Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month as a globally recognized period of time to honor all of the advocacy efforts made by ARC employees, our supporters, the families of our clients, and all those who laid the foundation before us, leading to this more inclusive community atmosphere that we live in today. And the progress that the developmental disability advocates have made in the past 30 to 40 years and more is really huge. And such advocacy efforts have enhanced the lives of many and provided vast opportunities for those we serve to reach their fullest potential. Happy people with happy lives is worth fighting for and definitely worth celebrating. But for all of us here at the ARC, for those we serve and those who support our cause, our efforts don't just begin and end in March, of course. March is simply an identifiable amount of time that we take to reflect on the progress that we have made for the disability community. And although our society has become more open and accepting of those with developmental disabilities, as we're able to witness the act of stereotyping decrease, it's not extinct. And in fact, it's far from it. And discrimination still exists, and programs such as the Arc of Butte County continue to face challenges in areas of inclusion, budget, education, and so much more. And we work really hard every day to educate our community on the vast abilities of those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we do so with hopes of advancing our advocacy efforts and upholding the accomplishments of past decades. And ultimately, we're peacekeepers. We fight for justice and equality and for the eradication of discrimination. And most importantly, we bring this passion with us every day so that people with developmental disabilities, our friends and community members who are human beings and have thoughts and aspirations and feelings just like you and I can live full and happy lives.
Well, it's perfect that it coincides also with the All Abilities Playground project as well. So it's good timing on that.
Absolutely.
And ARC has been doing this. I mean, it's such important work in our community, and it's so far reaching. And I think, it really touches everybody. And I think you hit the nail on the head with, just the whole idea has changed so much. Of course, these things are never done and they're never completed. It's an ongoing lesson in awareness and just making people be aware. And, these are all of us. And this could be your family members. It could be people you haven't met with, your future relatives or your neighbors, or, you just treat humans right.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
Yeah, that's great. And you have anything special going on for the month of March that you guys are kind of planning to celebrate or broaden the awareness, I should say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're doing our part by attempting to educate the community about what developmental disabilities are and how to promote inclusion and acceptance for those community members with disabilities. And we really encourage you to join us in our advocacy efforts by following us on social media. Just search for the Arc of Butte County, and that's spelled ARC. And also visit our website, www.arcbutte.org, to sign up for our newsletter. This is a great way to stay informed about all that ARC is doing for our community, how you can help, and most importantly, provide information to share with your kind of circle of peers to help spread awareness about intellectual and developmental disabilities. Because each time that somebody likes or shares one of the ARC's informational posts on social media, or even explains to a friend why the ARC store is not merely just a thrift store, but a way for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to broaden their horizons, learn new skills, and earn a paycheck, you are helping the ARC. Helping doesn't always come in the form of monetary donation, although it helps. But you can help the ARC by teaching your children about developmental disabilities early on and teaching your peers to appreciate the differences we see within the individuals of our community. After all, if we were all the same, what a boring world it would be. Am I right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, we're really working to establish a community based on inclusion and acceptance, and just to create a better future for the people that we serve, as well as for Butte County as a whole. But, you know, we can't do this alone. So we need the help of our community members.
Well, and like you brought up the ARC store, it is so much more. It's so much more than that. Like you said, it changes the lives of the people that are involved in bringing that store to life and being there. But it also reaches far beyond that, because it helps their families and, you know, the people whose lives they touch, and creates that stability, you know, throughout society. It's a pretty important jewel, that's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, the thrift store is something that's very special to us. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the community don't recognize it as more than just a thrift store, but it is essentially one of ARC's programs. And all of ARC's programs are designed to limit the need for community services by way of educating or enhancing the skills of adults with developmental disabilities. It, you know, increases their self-esteem. It creates a sense of dependence that allows them to earn a paycheck and learn math and you know, develop problem solving skills. And it's a really fun process to watch. And we're so thankful for our client employees. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we haven't been able to have too many back just yet, but we are really looking forward to, you know, fully staffing our store once again with our clients and the people we serve. It's just it's a really fun experience.
Yeah, and people can also donate. Are you still accepting donations during this time?
We are, and that's just one of the few ways that, you know, our community members can really help us at this time is, you know, just by donating your gently used household items or unwanted vehicles to the ARC Thrift Store, which is located at 2020 Park Avenue in Chico. And, you know, any donations made or dollars spent at the ARC Thrift Store go directly back into ARC's programs and providing that, you know, necessary experience to our client employees.
Yeah. No, it's such important work. And it's been a blessing. You know, you guys have been a huge part of Chico for, like I said, decades. And it helps make Chico what it is. It just helps, like you said, it not only does it help the people and their families, and society as a whole, as we recognize the differences and needs and what makes people special, but also it just brings light into the world, and that's a great thing.
We all, you know, I think I speak on behalf of everyone that works at the ARC of Butte County when I say, you know, it's such an honor to be part of such an impactful organization. You know, we're a 501(c) nonprofit organizations. So I can tell you, not a lot of us are in this for the money. It's really because we get to stand behind an amazing cause, and we really get to see the difference that we make in people's lives.
Yeah, no, you guys make a difference, and we honor that, and we honor you and everybody over there for their commitment. And it's great. It's great. So Developmental Disabilities Month in March, ARC.org, is that your website?
www.arcbutte.org. That is our website. Please visit it. Follow us on social media. Like I said, we'll be having some very fun and educational and inspirational information sharing over the next month, as we try to always do. So I really encourage everyone to go give us a thumbs up and, you know, drop a comment. Let us know about any personal experiences you may have, and or how the ARC has touched your life or the life of somebody that you know.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, these little things all help and they all matter. And it's a way for everyone to get involved. And we all put in a little, it means a lot.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have so many wonderful people who, you know, want to volunteer their time with the ARC. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of volunteer opportunities at this time due to COVID. And, you know, we require all of the safety of our clients is really our number one concern. And so all employees go through, you know, extensive background checks and some medical training and whatnot. But, you know, there are ways that our community can become involved and help ensure the future of ARC's programs. And one of that being, you know, the information sharing is huge. We really want to educate the community on what we do and what impact we're making. But also, you know, if you can give up so much as a single cup of coffee a month and become a monthly donor with ARC, you know, any donation, large or small, really adds up, and it really shows how we can come together as a community and make a difference.
Right. Well, thank you. And again, arcbutte.org is the website for information, also on Facebook, and I'm sure you're on the numerous social media platforms as well.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram primarily. We just updated our website, so I encourage you all to check that out. And you can learn a little bit more about that All Ability Playground as well. We have a page dedicated to that, so you can watch this wonderful video we have on it, learn a little bit more about it, and really, you know, why we're pushing for this really special project.
All right. Well, thank you, Megan. Thanks for taking time this evening to be with us. And it's always a pleasure having you on. And again, thank you guys for all the work you do.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ray. It's always a pleasure being here, and I look forward to chatting with you next time.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
All righty. Thank you, Megan, for taking time to do that. We're going to take a quick little music break. Here's a little fun from Jerry and Merle. Stuff live at the Keystone, May 21st, 1971. We might have to sample this on the Dead Show one of these days. Well, I've got some exciting news as things start to change a little bit here in our area, and spring is here and things start to open up. We have an event coming up from the good folks at the Greenhouse Studio and Gallery, and let's talk to them now.
I'd like to welcome to Butte Views and Beyond Benito, and I'm going to say Natalie from the Greenhouse Studio and Gallery, and you guys are doing something kind of fun and special. You're actually hosting an art festival this spring.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a art spring festival, and we're going to collected 14 different artists to come and set up a table and display their artwork.
Nice. And this is going to be done, just going to be in Chico? Where are you guys going to hold this?
Yes, it's in Chico. It's 915 Pomona Ave, this March 13th and 14th. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2.
Great. And 14 artists. Are you guys part of the show?
We're not. We're just the ones organizing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. And tell us a little bit about Greenhouse Studio and Gallery.
Well, Greenhouse started, its first show was in June, and it was a Black Lives Matter show, and that's how we came together. And Benito has a studio in his backyard and a really beautiful scenic backyard that's right along the creek. So yeah, we decided that after that show, it was a success and we got a lot of great feedback. We decided to carry on with connecting with more artists in the community and hosting more shows.
Nice. Benito, what kind of work do you do?
I am a student. That's where we met. We both met at Butte College. And she reached out to me after George Floyd's murder, and we put on the show, and we decided to keep going. I'm currently a student at Chico State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you an artist as well, or
mediocre at best?
Yeah.
But that means I have an eye for it. I know what's good, and so
sure.
You know, I think I might serve the art community best in this capacity as a curator.
Right.
Natalie, she's got the talent.
That sounds like my brother and I. So it's funny because people are always like, oh, are you an artist? I'm like, maybe with a small A, not a capital A.
Yeah.
You know, but I have an eye for it. And I appreciate it. I appreciate any kind of, you know, anything that makes you think. That's to me, that's art.
So, indeed.
So that's pretty exciting that you guys are hosting this. And it's going to be outdoors. I imagine it'll be all socially proper and health-wise and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, throughout all of our shows, we've practiced social distancing. We've always required masks. Within the small studio, we only ask for 2 people at a time inside the studio. And then everything else is outdoors.
Outdoors. And what kind of artists do you have coming? Any names you want to drop or teasers you want to throw out there?
Who do you want to share?
Well, we've got like Chloe Eddington, we've got Gracie Gomes, we've got a lot of local talent. What we wanted to do was to spread throughout different mediums. So we have jewelry making, we have fabric art, we have, you know, canvas paint on canvas. It's going to be a wide range of art.
Collage work.
Yes.
Yeah, lots of painters and drawers, but yeah, it's a pretty wide variety of mediums going to be at the show.
Nice. And are you guys doing like a Facebook page and those kind of things for people to check it out, or if they want to maybe you know, get involved or something like that into the concept, you know?
Yeah, we primarily focus on our Instagram. That's
okay.
greenhouse.studio. We also have a Facebook page as well. But people are welcome to search us, look for us on Instagram and reach out to us. And we'd love to, like, we're going to still be doing this in the community. So, you know, there's always potential for collaboration in the future.
Sure. And are you guys planning more events as the weather starts to open up and stuff?
Definitely. Yeah. Chico, I think we need it. I think Chico needs it.
Yeah, for sure. I know that, yeah. You know, it's been a tough year, and for a number of years, I made my living at arts festivals. That's what I did. I was a fabric artist, aka a tie-dye guy. I did tie-dye for like 25 years. I think we started in 86 officially as like a business. And, you know, I came out of the parking lots of a Grateful Dead concert somewhere in the early 80s. And it was great. And I would do 30 shows a year all over the country.
Sounds like a blast.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was circus life. I mean, it was like literally living in the circus. It was a real fun gypsy kind of thing. And of course, you have a whole connection with all these other artists from all over the country that you might only see once a year. And it's great. And actually, that's why I moved to Chico from Sonoma County, was from some artist friends that were like, I was complaining about housing prices, and they were like, oh, dude, come up and spend a weekend with us. We'll show you around. And
there certainly is a vibrant artist community here in Chico.
Yeah.
Like, it was difficult just to settle on these 14 artists. You know, there's so many more artists that we want to work with. And so that just gives us the potential for more shows, though.
Yeah, for sure. And again, as the weather warms up and things are starting to cool down a little bit as far as the pandemic goes, you know, and especially outside. So that's always nice to see. it'll be nice to see when we have regular festivals happening again, and especially like in the parks and stuff. I always love that.
Yeah.
True. All right, very cool. So let's give them the contact info one more time, the Facebook and Instagram.
So we're at Greenhouse Studio, greenhouse.studio on Instagram, Greenhouse Studio for Facebook. And another thing is that on these days, we're also going to have Mockingbird Coffee is going to be out there serving up drinks.
Oh, great.
And Panini Machini is going to be out there serving up their lovely treats. Face masks are required. We're going to be doing social distancing. The address is 915 Pomona Avenue. No admission. Just come out, enjoy local art, and support local artists.
That sounds great. That sounds great. So food and coffee, and come on down. And it's going to be on the 13th and 14th of March.
Yep.
And 915 Pomona?
Yes.
915 Pomona Avenue. Very cool. Hey, it sounds like a pretty sweet time.
Well, we hope to see you there.
All righty. Thank you. I'll see what we can do. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Beat Views and Beyond, and best of luck. And when you have events coming, please reach out to me. So that's kind of what we do. We love to get it out there, and there's nothing more fun than stirring that big spoon of the arts around and seeing what flies out of it.
Definitely. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, nice to see some art festivals starting to bloom in the spring here in Chico. Let's take another quick music break. We're going to jump over to Jimmy Forrest, a little Caravan to get things spinning. Jimmy Forrest, 1959, baby. Caravan. Well, speaking of spring and all those wonderful things and moving outdoors as we're starting to do, especially after a beautiful day like today, let's explore. Butte County has got some really fun things happening, and they just launched a Hike Butte CA program, which is really exciting. I just signed up for it, and we'll let Carolyn tell us all about it here on Butte Views and Beyond.
I would like to welcome one of our, not semi-regular guests, well, just because you have so many things going on, you guys, Carolyn DeNiro from Explore Butte County. You were on last month, and we talked about Restaurant Week, and now we have Museum Weekend.
Yeah, Museum Weekend. Thanks for having me again. At the end of February, so this weekend, the 27th and 28th, is going to be our second annual Museum Weekend. And Museum Weekend goes virtual
right, I like
for
that.
This year. Yeah.
And so we have a number of galleries, museums, theaters that are going to present kind of some special content and do like little tours of their facilities.
So it was kind of hard to put together, but what we have asked the museums to do is a couple of things. If they already have a virtual experience that's available on demand, we're putting it on the website so that you can see it. So we have about 40 cultural centers, museums, theaters, galleries in Butte County. I don't think a lot of people know that. So we have a vast array. So we have asked those who have virtual experiences to let us know. So they're on the website. But then for the weekend specifically, there are a handful of museums that are premiering or have actual live experiences that you can do during the weekend.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. And if people don't realize, I mean, we have a lot of museums and of course, you know, people are aware of, you know, we have tons of art galleries, obviously. And that's very well publicized, I think, you know, with the open studios and all the work that all the different towns and the arts commissions do. But our museums kind of go under the radar a little bit.
And they do.
I think that's, you know, you know, Chico State obviously has a couple of museums tied to it. And Monca has been very, very busy in the arts world, especially the fact that they have a nice high visibility location on Esplanade, which is great. And they've been doing great work. But there's so many other ones that are just a little bit unknown.
Absolutely. So, I mean, even down in Gridley, there's a Gridley History Museum. So they're putting together a virtual experience. I'm not going to get the number right, but I know there's 5 to 8 museums in Oroville, 5 that are managed by the city. And then I think there's an additional 3. And then, of course, the museums here in Chico that you mentioned, the Coleman Museum in the Canyon. There's just a lot of really great little places that show off the history of the area, which is really important about who we are. The really, really great little museums that I think people don't know about or kind of forget about.
Yeah, I was last year. So last year or two, it must have been 2 years ago, I shot a bunch of video at the Pioneer Museum in Oroville. And yeah. I mean, it's fascinating and it's huge. I mean, it was really great. It was really fun. The Coleman Museum, is that in Butte Creek Canyon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ah. So the Centerville Schoolhouse and then the museum there. They participated last year and we got to learn a little bit more about them. I actually don't think they're participating this year. I know that they're going to help support museum by talking about it, but just a lot of great places in the county that are closed right now due to COVID, but
sure.
When they're able to open again, good things to explore in our own backyard. They're right here. I'm sure would love to see the community out to support them.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I like museums. That's like, I don't know why. I'm just, you know, even as kids, my parents would take us to a lot of museums. And when we travel, you know, we find little places and it's just amazing the things you stumble into that you don't even think about, you know, that are out there. So that's always great. We got to go to a Steinbeck Museum in Salinas once. And we were on the East Coast a few years and we went to the Thomas Edison National site, which is his shop in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And it was mind-blowing experience.
I bet.
So it's always fun to stumble into little things. And I know Butte County's got a bunch of them. So now you had mentioned something a minute ago about you know, the beautiful outdoors and stuff. And you guys just launched another super exciting project that, sit down, people, if you're listening to your radio, because this is really cool. It's called Hike Butte CA.
It is. So this is our first attempt at really helping people get outdoors in Butte County. Our website has a lot of information about places to do, things to do. But we gamified hiking in Butte County, if that's what we can call it. Our team put together 35 trails. There are 35 hikes that are sanctioned, that are on public lands here in Butte County that you can get out and explore. We curated the information in easy, intermediate, and advanced hike levels. So depending on your comfort level, we've given you the information on how long the hike is. Is it an out and back? Is it a loop trail? What you can expect, where to park, if you can bring the dogs or not. But the more you hike, you actually have opportunities to win some fun swag too.
Yeah, and really beautifully done and designed. I just saw the patch a few minutes ago, and it's pretty awesome. Upper Park did the design work?
Yeah, so one of the artists there from Upper Park Clothing, yeah, he did the limited edition logo. So this is the only year you're going to be able to get any swag with this logo on it.
Yeah, great. So like, how limited? Do I have to do all these hikes in 24 hours to get a patch? Or?
I don't think so. Some of them you can't even get to yet. So if you do the first hike, you're probably guaranteed to get a sticker at the very minimum.
All right. Very good. Very good. Yeah, they're really cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it's fun. It's a pass. So you actually put it on your phone. So you hike with your phone. You check in for the hikes. You get to see how many you've done. Kind of a fun way to get outdoors, especially during COVID.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interactive. Nice thing is, and we were just talking about this, I'm going to share this with some family members that live down in the Bay Area. And it's just another way for them to be like, yeah, man, I'm getting that. I want that. And so let's, you know, come up and let's do some hikes and stuff. So, and kind of like the museum tour, you know, we have Chico people with the Chico heart or the Butte County heart all over the country. And this is a way that they can be in Peoria, Illinois, and still go to the Chinese Museum in Oroville this weekend during Museum
Week. Absolutely.
And it's a great way to reach out and a great way to entice, you know, some visitors here as well.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping. When you come here, have a great time. We're going to make sure you can find all the things that are going to make sure you have a great time.
Yeah. Well, I love the Hike Butte CA and the whole concept. And again, everybody, you know, it's once you participate, you get it on your phone, you check it off. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like the, what do they call it? Like a treasure hunt or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people want to see the designs and get the pass, now is the pass unlimited? Is it for a limited time? How does that work?
So it will be available through the end of this year. So all of 2021. Okay. So it gives you plenty of time to get out and do the hikes. The game, like the actual game of earning points and swag, will end in December 31st, but that the pass with all of the hikes will live indefinitely. So it will be available at any time, but the game part's just right now through the end of the year.
What's fun too is, again, I was playing on the website yesterday, is you can just see all these hikes. And some of them are like, oh, yeah, I got it, 1 mile, you know. But other ones are like, I don't even know where this place is. I've never heard of it. I can't believe how beautiful it looks. Why don't I know about this, you know?
So that is the best thing that we're seeing is people who have lived here forever who say, like the Chico Seed Orchard, for example. It's Mendocino National Forest. It's this tiny little piece of property in Chico. I know about it because I take my dogs there. But we are getting feedback of I've lived here my whole life and had no idea this existed. So there's some really fun stuff on there that, and it's easily accessible.
Yeah, no, that was one of them. I was just like, what is this? You know, it just makes you're a little embarrassed. I think how many times have I been past this and I had no idea what was happening.
Right.
So, well, that's fun. ExploreButteCounty.org.
.com.
ExploreButteCounty.com is where everything lives, as well as all the information about Restaurant Week and the Hike Butte CA. I am going to be sharing that link with some people. So that's really fun. And
awesome.
Again, it's a great way when people come up, you have a goal, you know, get up in the morning, go to the farmer's market, go on your hike,
yeah,
go back and relax and refresh in Chico in the afternoon.
Absolutely. Yep, lots of good stuff on the website right now.
And the hikes are countywide, correct?
The hikes are countywide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, so includes Gridley and something down in the Buttes, maybe?
The Gray Lodge, I think, is the furthest south hike that we have around there. And then all the way up in Jonesville, when the snow thaws.
So nice.
For those of you who are trying to do the blackout, we just have to wait for the road to open, and then you can get those higher elevation hikes in.
I'd like to check that. You know, again, I'm embarrassed to say I've never been to the Sutter Buttes, of course, driven past it. But, and I've always like, you know, they do like moonlight hikes and hikes into the mountains. And every year I'm like, I'm going to do one of those. And another year goes by. But one of these days.
Right.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Carolyn, for joining us again. And we'll have you back again when you guys have something coming all the time. So it'd be fun to revisit the Hike Butte CA maybe in the fall and see how it's going.
Yeah, that'd be great. I really appreciate it, Ray.
All righty. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
And now that sounds like fun, and I just loaded that onto my phone the other day, so something exciting there to share with your friends and families and folks out of the area. So, and go to that website and have a look at the logo, the artwork they created. You're going to want it. It's got that Upper Park look to it. All righty, we're going to jump back, a little quick musical break. And we'll be right back with yet another thing happening in these beautiful outdoors this spring. Here's my man, bassist extraordinaire, Mr. Ray Brown. Bit of Ray Brown, Kelly's Blues. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Benny Green on the 88s, just so you know. Alrighty, we've got one more interview, and again, things are happening and there's things to do in the beautiful outdoors, and I'm happy and proud to say that the Wildflower and Nature Festival is back. And we've got Victoria Anton from the Feather River Recreation and Parks District to tell us all about it.
I would like to welcome Victoria Anton to Butte Views and Beyond. She is the executive administrator at the Feather River Recreation and Parks District. And lo and behold, you guys are actually going to have an event.
Yes, we are planning to hold an event, and thank you so much for having me, Ray. I'm really excited to talk more about what we're getting ready for this spring and how we're doing overall as a district.
All right, great. Well, we'll cut right to the chase and talk about the event a little bit. The Wildflower Nature Festival is going to return to Riverbend Park, which is a beautiful facility right on the Feather River. Right next to Highway 70, as you're driving down Highway 70 past Oroville, you look to the right, you look and see the water and the soccer fields. That's the park right there. And it's going to be on a Saturday, first Saturday of April.
Yeah, it's going to be on Saturday, April 3rd. The event goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're really excited to offer the event this year, but we do have some COVID modifications, including face masks. Booths will be distanced far apart, and we will have hand washing stations and sanitizing stations throughout the park. So this year's event, it's going to look a little bit smaller than previous years, obviously. We're going to be having commercial vendors and local businesses selling natural and handmade items. We're also going to have some food vendors and some acoustic bands as well that we're really excited about. It's a beautiful park. We just finished all of our restoration projects after the spillway incident in 2017. So all of the amenities are complete there, and it's really exciting. We've added some really fun additions to the park that just brings people there with or without the event. So I'm sure it's going to be a really good time.
Oh yeah, it's a really beautiful facility. And it's how many acres it is? I mean, it's a big facility.
It's split up into different pieces, and I'm not sure how many.
Sure. Cause you got the soccer fields, which is kind of on one side in that whole complex. And then you've kind of got the boat launch and the amphitheater and the pavilions. And then it goes all the way out down the river, right? There's all kind of trails going down.
Yeah, there's multiple trail systems that go down to an area that we like to call River Bend South. And down there, you can explore a dog park with two fenced in areas, as well as a large fishing pond. And that's going to be down the trail and past the Highway 70 bridge. So there's also a road as you enter the park on your left-hand side that you can drive straight through. And that area of the park is open every day as well. So, yeah.
Very nice.
There's a lot to offer there. We have two 18-hole disc golf courses that are beautiful. And they're a lot of fun. I enjoyed walking the disc golf course a few weeks ago. So I really got a firsthand look at how much fun. There's so many families out there that really enjoy the trails and the course.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had two 18-hole discs. That's great, disc golf. That's big medicine, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And the amphitheater, that's a nice new addition too, so... Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have a brand new amphitheater. It was restored from our previous very small amphitheater that we had when the spillway incident happened in 2017. So as a part of the restoration process, we did a really big upgrade. Now it has a shell. It has a seating and decomposed granite. There's still those grassy areas for people who want to sit out in the grass during concerts in the park in the summer. But there's some designated seating, some better ADA access, which is also a really great thing. And the amphitheater itself is just beautiful. And it has a visual in the background of the Feather River. So it's really exciting. It's a huge addition to the park. It really spotlights in the center of the park.
Yeah, that's going to, Once the salmon start running, I mean, it's just such a beautiful backdrop. You can't ask for anything nicer. And the park has got that kind of cliff across the river, so it's got a really nice perspective to it. It's kind of a very interesting place.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great facility. And, early spring can sometimes be up and down weather-wise, and I know you've had everything from, rainy weather to almost 100 degree, in the 90s at this event. So it's always exciting. And, with the situation it is, it's great to see this event coming back and happening. Of course, it's always the wildflower season, which of course it's the Wildflower and Nature Festival, kind of focusing on natural goods and animals and, the wildlife in our area and the beauty of this part of California. I understand there's also going to be a kayak float from the Aquatic Center this year.
Yeah. So we like to highlight different types of activities during the day that people can enjoy a tour or something of that to explore the nature of Butte County. And one of the really great assets at Riverbend Park is the Feather River that runs right around and through Riverbend Park. So the Four Bay Aquatic Center is going to be joining us out there all day, and they're going to be offering different time slots for kayak tours where people can rent all the equipment and they can have a guided tour along the Feather River, and that right there at Riverbend Park while the event is happening. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And I know those have been really popular. I've been lucky enough to take a couple of them myself. It's really, really fun to be on the river. And again, it's such a great facility. People are down there fishing, they're walking their dogs, they're playing soccer, they're having picnics, they're just hanging out, playing frisbee golf. It's a great facility. And it's really exciting that I know the trials and tribulations over the last few years in Butte County to finally be done with the construction project and all the renovation. And it's bigger and better and more functional than ever, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And we're ecstatic that everything's complete. It's been a lot of hard work, but over $12 million in damage has officially been restored, and it's better than it was before, like you said.
Yeah, that's great. I'm anxious to get down to the south area. You can kind of see it from the freeway, and I'm like, man, it's nice. I got to go down there and check it out. So next time I'm in town, I'm heading there. So yeah. Let's see if people to get some more information, website, should we send them to, where do you want to send them to?
Yeah. If they would like more information, all they have to do is go to our website, for the Feather River Recreation and Park District. And our website is www.frrpd.com. You could also call our office. That's a really easy way of getting a hold of us as well. It's 530-533-2011. And another thing about the festival is that we're still accepting vendor applications. So if you know somebody or if you're interested in becoming a vendor, we're accepting those applications through March 15th. So we do have an approval process because we have specific criteria for the event as far as the items being handmade, quality, natural or organic. So, but if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. Calling all local businesses.
There you go. Local artists and artisans. And I know it's been a while, so it's be nice to kick off the rest and get back out there into your booth and back into the fray of the festival life.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's great. And, our good friend Brett Johnson is going to be out there with a couple of his acoustic bands. That's always fun. I believe it's going to be Strong Nugget and the Feather River Gypsies. So perfect location right on the river for both of those acts. So those guys are really fun, and we always appreciate it. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great day. I know we're going to have great weather again this year. And nice thing is there's no charge for this event. There's plenty of parking. Just be smart and be safe and take care of each other. And follow the advice of the professionals, I guess. So let's give that website one more time. Feather River Parks and Rec District,
FRRPD.com.
There you go, Feather River Park and Rec District. Well, thank you, Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us on Views and Beyond. And I'm sure we'll have a reminder next month just before the festival let people know that it's coming and it's underway.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing everybody at the festival. April 3rd, mark your calendars.
There you go. Mark that down. Facebook page or anything? Do you guys have a Parks District or Wildflower Facebook going?
Yeah, we have both. So we have a district Facebook page, or if you're interested in following us and hearing about our local parks and projects that we're working on. Or we also have an event page, that's the Wildflower and Nature Festival, where you can follow us all year round for information on different activities in Butte County, additional community events, or just to see highlights from years past.
All right, great. And again, this is a whole other interview, but the Feather River Parks and Rec District does so much from daycare to classes to adult education, on and on and on. Tons of recreational stuff. You have a fabulous gymnastics facility. You guys are a real gem, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Take care, Victoria.
All righty. Stay tuned for Peanut Butter and Jelly Time coming up in just a minute. And thank you so much for tuning in. And thanks to all our guests for taking time to make this happen. A lot of fun events coming up. We got Explore Butte County doing Museum Weekend this weekend. And then also launching their hike, Butte Hike CA, California. So that's really, really cool. We got Greenhouse Art Studio doing an event coming up in March. And also the Arc of Butte County doing their good work during Developmental Disabilities Month in March. And, of course, the Wildflower and Nature Festival coming up on the first Saturday of April. Thanks go out to Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift racking with each purchase. More information at 893-4923. And we also want to thank the Paradise Community Guilds, fostering community by nurturing creativity, practicing stewardship of nature, and promoting values of sustainability. Paradise Community Guilds invites all people of goodwill and community spirit to help us carry out that intent. To get involved, visit paradiseguilds.org, also on Facebook, and at 762-1490. Again, my name's Ray. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back next month here on Butte Views and Beyond. Stay well, stay safe, get those gardens tilled, and get out there and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. Yeah.